Last reason why people buy. People want direction. This one, my friends, is the one that I want you to circle. Because here's the reality. What you and I do is we help people cut through the clutter. We help them make the progress they want to make easier and faster. And so the problem, though, is that if you're, let me back up. If you're in a market right now where there's a whole lot of free information out there, right? Tons of free podcasts, tons of blogs, tons of YouTube videos, tons of courses, all that. If you're in a market where there's a ton of free information, I want you to celebrate right now. Because the problem is that all of that free information, what it does is it creates confusion in the marketplace. Because people will hear one thing from one source and they'll hear something conflicting from another source, and then they've got like all of these different people saying all these different things and telling them to do all these things, and they have no idea what their next step is and should be. What they really want is they want somebody to come along and say, forget about all of that. Just right now, just focus on this one thing. Forget about all that noise. Just focus on this one thing. And it's like, oh, thank you, right? So that's what people want. They want direction. They want somebody to give them that direction, give them that next step, give them that clarity. And I'm telling you, my friends, when it comes to membership sites, this is exactly why people join. If you're in that bucket helping people solve an ongoing problem, or you're in that bucket of teaching people a new skill, this is the one I want you to put a star beside. I want you to put a star beside this one. If you're in the bucket of making things easier for people, obviously your star is going to be right here, right? People want convenience and speed, and that's going to be the emphasis on the front end of your marketing and certainly in terms of your content. Now, what we're going to talk about and shift gears is now we're going to talk about the most important component and element that you absolutely must include in a membership site. Now, this is like my bread and butter. This is our trademark framework that we have been teaching for years as it relates to membership sites. Now, I have to preface this because you're going to see how, whether you're teaching a new skill or whether you're teaching helping people with an ongoing problem, you're immediately going to see how this influences your content. If you're thinking of more of like an e-commerce membership model, like the VIP, the subscription box, or the project of the month, then you're most likely going to question, well, wait a minute, I don't know if this is related to me. And it is, and I promise you. Because what you're going to see is how what we're about to talk about may not necessarily have an influence over your content per se, but it absolutely will have influence over your marketing on the front end and your retention on the back end. And so we're going to unpack this as we get going here. Okay, so let's talk about the number one tool for memberships. And this is something that we call the success path. TM. Okay. So what do I mean by a success path? Well, in a very simple way, here's how to think about it. A success path is about taking people from where they are to where they want to be. Okay? Now, the challenge is that people don't just go from not knowing how to play the guitar to being the next Eric Clapton. They don't just go from being a white belt to a black belt. They don't just go from not knowing how to paint to becoming the next Picasso. It's not an instant download. It's not like the Matrix where we just need to put that chip in of like, oh, okay, I need to be a black belt. Like I'm a black belt. No. It is a journey, right? And people go through different stages. Now, what I'm going to outline here for you is how to begin breaking down a success path. Because here's the most important part. The success path drives your content, it drives your marketing, and it absolutely drives your retention. Why? Because what it does is it creates a measuring stick. And 99.9% of membership sites that I encounter who have not come through our Tribe Experience training do not have a measuring stick. And that's a huge problem. Because now what happens is your members can't connect the dots in the sense of like the progress that they're making is associated to you, your content, and your membership. And this is why you'll see memberships who don't include this will have high turnover. Memberships that include a success path have far lower turnover, far higher retention rates, and more importantly, their people make way more progress. Why? Because what we're going to do, and I'm going to walk you through this here in a minute, is we're going to give our members clarity about what they should be focusing on right here, right now. The problem is that most membership sites are just this big old library of information, and it's like super overwhelming. Right, you get in there and you're just like, what do I do? Where do I go? What's my next step? And so people freeze and then they don't do anything. And if they don't do anything, now they're paying for something they're not using. And guess what? That's when they bail. So your goal, my goal in a membership is to bring clarity, bring focus, bring direction to people in terms of what they should be focused on right now. So this is why this whole success path is super important. Now, the success path is made up of four key components. Number one, stages. This is what we outlined up at the top here. So again, you don't just go from not knowing how to play the guitar to being the next Eric Clapton like that. There's a progression to learning that skill. You don't just go from a dog that's wildly out of control to a perfect puppy like that. There is a process, right? And so what we want to do is we want to break that down. We want to break that journey down into stages. Now, my recommendation is that you never have fewer than three or more than seven. If you have more than seven, now it becomes too overwhelming for people. This is why I typically center on five key stages, okay? That's just my rule of thumb. Again, you can have as few as three, as many as seven, but five is the sweet spot. But you got to have stages, because what stages do is they help, again, bring clarity for people in terms of what their focus should be. And it also creates a measuring stick of success, because when people are in, let's say, stage number one, they know they just need to focus on stage one material to get to stage two. And when they're in stage two, they just focus on the material in stage two to get to stage three. And then when we say, hey, stop for a moment. Look at how far you've come. Look at the progress that you've made from stage one to three. This is incredible. And when people look back and now they have that measuring stick to be able to see the progress that they're making, it's like this light bulb moment, like, OMG. And their gratitude for you and what they're learning in the membership goes sky high, and so does the retention. So this is why having this measuring stick is so critically important, because if you don't have it, things don't get measured, people don't make progress, and they definitely don't associate their success to what they're learning from you in the membership. Okay. So, number one is stages. Number two is then I want you to list the characteristics of somebody at each stage. What do I mean by that? Well, if somebody comes into your membership site, we need to pretty quickly help them identify where they are on this success path in order to give them the focus and clarity of what they should be paying attention to and working on right now. And so when I'm talking about the characteristics, I'm typically talking about like, what are people thinking at this stage? What are people feeling at this stage? What are people doing at this stage? So again, if we were just to highlight this, this is thinking. Feeling. And doing. Now, I learned this from a good friend of mine. Her name is Victoria Labong. You know, one of the things that she taught me was like, when we're thinking about our people, to frame it up, asking those questions. What are they thinking? What are they feeling? And what are they doing? Now, when we start listing out those characteristics of people at each stage, now it becomes easier for people to identify where they are in that journey, right? And so if they don't have a way to be able to identify with it, now it's going to create confusion. What I will tell you is that typically people will overestimate where they are in this journey. So even though they may be at like stage one, they'll give themselves the benefit of the doubt and will round up to stage two. Or because I've seen this happen over and over and over again. In fact, my first interaction with this when we were developing this material was when I was business partners with Michael Hyatt. And we had a program that we sold, which was a goal setting course. And one of the things that Michael did was he created this assessment that enabled people to assess all the different areas of their lives. And I remember specifically when I first saw the assessment in its raw form, it was in an Excel spreadsheet. And he said, "Stu, just take a look at this and let me know what you think." And so I went to the fitness category. And, you know, I consider myself a fairly fit guy. Like, you know, I'm on the Peloton pretty much every day. By the way, I saw so many of you jumped on and followed me on the Peloton, so thank you for that. But yeah, so I'm on the Peloton on a regular basis. I run when I'm allowed to on the trail. I play soccer, you know, a couple times a week. So I'm a fairly fit guy. I love fitness. So if you were to ask me on a scale of 1 to 10, you know, where I rank myself in terms of my fitness, I would have said, I'm probably like a 9, probably even a 9.5. And then I read his description or the characteristics of each person at each stage. And I quickly realized that I was not a 9 or a 9.5. I was more like a 6 or a 7 according to his measuring stick. So here's the interesting part about that. When I realized that, it created the gap. And the gap is what created the desire to figure out how to close that gap. And this is what drives your marketing and drives people's desire to join your membership. Is once that gap has been identified, subconsciously, the natural desire is to close that gap. And so I'm sharing this with you because when we are mapping this out, we want to be as clear about the characteristics of somebody at each stage so that people can connect and relate. You want to describe a person who is in the earlier stages. You want to describe somebody who is, you know, one step ahead of them and the person one step ahead of them. And you want to describe somebody who's all the way at the other end because we want to map out that journey. Now, so here's your homework, okay? Here's your homework. I want you to map this out for stage 1 and stage 5 for your market. I want you to take the time, not right now, like when we're finished, when we wrap up, I want you to take the time to map out the characteristics for somebody in stage 1 and stage five. And the reason I want you to do those extremes is because those are the most important stages for you to show progress, to create that gap. Okay? So if there's anything that I want you camping out on, it's your beginning and your end stages. This is what we have to flesh this content out for. Now, particularly in terms of the marketing side of it. We'll get into this here in a minute. But that's your homework. Stage one and stage five is what I really want you to map out first. And then, because those are the easier ones, it's way easier to do stage one and five than it is some of the individual or the in-between stages. But once you've got those, now it becomes a little bit easier to do those middle ones. So start with one, start with five. Okay, so we need stages, we need characteristics. The third component of a success path are milestones. So, what do I mean by a milestone? Well, if you were to sit down with somebody in your market and you were to start asking them questions so that you could gauge where they are on this journey, what kinds of things would you be looking for? So again, I'll just come back to the example with the guitar. Perhaps you might ask, are you familiar with different notes, on the fretboard? And if they weren't, then that would be an indicator or a milestone that we would know, like, they've got to really understand that before they progress to playing fancy songs, as an example, right? So if they don't even know any notes, okay, that's going to be a milestone for us to help them learn that, right? Or another could be like different strumming patterns, right? Or another indicator might be like being able to play certain songs, okay? So these are all like milestones that if somebody has reached them, we have a pretty good gauge as to, where they are in terms of their ability to play the guitar. And it's the same is true whether you are training dogs, whether you are helping people with their relationships, whether you are teaching people business. There are all kinds of milestones that you and I would gauge somebody's progression and level based on these types of questions that we're asking. So what are you looking for? Like, how would you know that somebody is in the more beginning stages versus the more advanced stages? However you answer that question, I want you to make note of those because that's going to be your milestones. So for example, like a milestone for guitar playing might be like learning a certain set of notes, right? Maybe five basic notes. That could be a milestone that somebody is striving towards in their progression of learning guitar. Another milestone might be, certain strumming patterns and being able to consistently do that strumming pattern. That might be a milestone that somebody would cross in order to begin, progressing. Now, a milestone at the very end, they might be being able to play a certain song. Maybe it's a complex Led Zeppelin song. I don't know. But you want to have certain indicators and milestones along the way that enable you and your market to see that they are making progress. So this is why, like, again, another great example of this is martial arts. You got the white belt and the black belt, and you got all the belts in between. Well, you don't just jump from a white belt to a black belt. There's a progression. There's white belt, there's yellow belt, right? There's, and I'm going to test my knowledge. I apologize to all my martial arts friends, but I'm sure there's like white belt, there's yellow belt, I know there's a blue belt, I know there's a brown belt, I know there's a black belt. Is that the progression? I don't know. Let me know. Let me know in the comments. But there's a progression, right? And in order to get the new belt, you have to reach certain milestones or prove certain requirements. That's exactly what we're looking for here. So when we're designing, we're thinking about our content, we're mapping out what we're going to provide in a membership, it's about giving people the clarity of what to focus on now. So for example, like, this is why I love helping business owners. Like, it's one of my most favorite things to do. And a part of that I enjoy so much is helping simplify things for people. Because too often we overcomplicate it in our minds, and we get way ahead of ourselves in thinking that we got to do this, and we got to do that, and we got to, weave in all these different things. But the reality of it is that none of those things matter right now. right? Like, what matters right now is wherever you are in your journey, focusing on the few things that are going to help you get to the next stage in your journey. And then at that point, it's focusing on the few things that are going to help you get to the next stage of that journey. Does that make sense? So too often we overwhelm ourselves overcomplicating things, and then we never make any progress. And what I'm most interested in is helping you create momentum. And it's the same thing that you should be focused on in your membership, is helping your people make progress. Progress. Progress is the goal for you and I. Because if our people make progress, they're going to get better results. If they get better results, then we're going to have these most amazing stories. And the stories are the thing that's going to fuel your marketing of that membership. And so the obsession that you and I have is this right here, helping people make progress along our success path. And so we're obsessed about it in our company. We're always asking, how can we make this easier? How can we help people do this faster? And it's the same for you. At each stage, you need to be focused on, how do we get people from stage one to stage two? How do we get people faster and easier from stage two to stage three? Where are people getting hung up? What are they getting stuck on? What can we create? How can we communicate? How can we serve them? Who can we bring in? What resource can we provide to help them do that easier and faster? Okay, last item that's in a success path are action items. Because here's the thing. Action items are like a no-brainer. Because essentially, like, if a milestone is, let's just say, you know, for us, if a milestone is to do your first Facebook Live, like you've done your first Facebook Live, that would be a milestone. Completed your first Facebook Live. If you haven't crossed that milestone, guess what the action item would be? To do your first Facebook Live, right? Pretty straightforward and simple. So it makes it easy. The action items are almost a mirror reflection of the milestones. Now, sometimes they may or may not be. You know, like a milestone might be, you know, in our world, like, you know, welcoming your first member, or welcoming your 100th member, or welcoming your 1,000th member, as an example, right? So there may not be an action item that is specific to that, but for the most part, most action items are pretty self-explanatory. And what I would encourage you to do is, inside of your membership, when you're thinking about your content, you want to start mapping it out where you are making your action items directly focused on helping people accomplish their milestones, helping people make progress. So you want to create materials like, you don't want to have milestones that are wishy-washy. Like, for example, let me see here. Okay, let me back up. When I say you don't want milestones that are wishy-washy, you want things that are very concrete, that you can, they're black and white. You can ask people, have you done this? And it's either a yes or a no. There's no skirting around it. So for example, like, I was asking in the Telegram group, and I, by the way, if you haven't subscribed to the Telegram group, you ought to go do that. And the reason is because in there, I'm following up based on the things that we're talking about here. And so I'm asking questions. And so today, like, I was asking people, you know, after the first training, what is going to be the main driver behind your membership? Is it going to be solving an ongoing problem, teaching a skill, creating convenience? We're not sure yet. And the reason I'm asking these follow-up questions is because I want you to do the thinking. I want you to put what you're learning into practice, right? And this is most important for me because, you know, if, and so I can ask you, that's a yes or no question. Do you know what membership model is going to be the primary driver for your membership? And if you don't know that, guess what the first action item is to figure that out? You know what I'm saying? And so the action items are built on top of, again, moving people along, moving people through your success path. Okay, let me check in with you guys. How's everybody doing? Give me a thumbs up if you are doing good in the group. Let me just see. I'm just going to grab a quick drink. I'm starting to sweat in here, gang. You guys, whew, it's getting hot. Francis, thank you for that. Lorraine, thank you. And Nicole says, examples of milestones for relationships. Okay, well, what would be a good indicator of I saw somebody say gold. Thank you very much for that. Look at all the thank. You guys are all the thumbs up. You guys are awesome.